Hi, I am Sarah Noble, your host for the Modern Day Intuitive Podcast. For over 25 years, I've been on a spiritual journey, searching, learning, expanding, and growing. I've traveled the world, led by my heart, on a quest to know myself so that I can support others. This podcast was created from my deep desire to help you connect with your intuition and to inspire you to create a life where the impossible becomes possible and you live into your sacred dreams and desires. Thanks for being here and enjoy the show. Hello, my loves. Thank you for being here for a really beautiful, tender episode. Crystal is here with us today, and she is looking to connect with and heal her little girl. And you all know that I just love inner child work. It is so valuable and really can move the needle considerably in a very short period of time, which you will see in our call today. So what this beautiful and vulnerable reading takes us on a journey through is your spirit animals and how they show up to support you. We look at abandonment issues and how to navigate and heal them, and an exercise to walk you through. We talk about the power of looking within for the love and support that you truly desire. We look at reparenting your inner child and building a relationship with them as a portal to rewriting the past and changing your current reality. And then we also talk about coping mechanisms and distractions and the way we use them to cover up our patterns and programs, and how expansive it can be when we are willing to look at those things that we're doing and why. Like, what's underneath? Why are you really doing something that you don't actually want to do, but you keep choosing it? There's always a deeper reason under there. So my loves, enjoy this incredible reading with Crystal. I love you. Hi, Crystal. Welcome to the podcast. How can I help you today?
Hi there. Just so grateful to be here. And just want to say thank you for having this opportunity. I've been on a healing journey for a very long time, but I do feel that I have blockages from my childhood. And I'm wondering how you can help me to really start to heal that little inner girl inside of me.
Thank you for being here with such an important topic. So I'm just following the energy and the image that you're showing me. It's in the forest and there's snow on the ground. And I'm viewing the image as if I'm looking down at my feet, walking into the forest. And there's a polar bear that is journeying. And the sense I get from this image, right, is that I am you as I'm walking through that forest. And this polar bear is actually one of your spirit animals. I don't know how connected you are to spirit animals, power animals, or what comes forward for you as I share this image with you.
Well, it's interesting because I always have felt a pull towards bear, but I've always envisioned a grizzly bear. I've never really thought of a polar bear because I've never seen one before in my life. So that's fascinating. I love that.
And connect in with you more. Let's see what you want to show me as you're walking into the forest. So as I'm walking into the forest, the trees are getting closer and closer together. And you're turning your body as you're moving through. I get the sensation that as a child, you learned how to shapeshift as a way to avoid difficult situations. And through this, it's like your world got smaller. The path that was available to you to walk forward became really narrow and became somewhat treacherous, is the word that they're saying, in the sense of like you really had to go inward and contain yourself in order to stay quietly walking through this trail, causing the least amount of disturbance as possible. What's beautiful about this image, though, is this bear has been with you this whole time, just walking, just beside you, always there, always protecting you. So what do you know about your life and your childhood? Like, what does this image evoke from that time of life?
It definitely hits for having to do a lot of things on my own. I had very busy parents. I had a mother that often worked away and a dad that worked long hours. So I feel like I probably grew up pretty fast and really felt a lot of abandonment is kind of the word that I'm feeling right now. And alone. Funny that you say that I walked, because I used to walk to my bus stop. And actually, now that I think about it, I was always scared when I was walking to the bus stop because I was always by myself. So that definitely hits, like fear of being lonely. And we lived quite far out of town. So, and that's probably when I was about 11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And such a pivotal age, right? And when we're leaving our childhood behind and somewhat coming into those years of puberty where we are creating our own identity separate from our parents and figuring out who we are in the world. And when we feel really alone during that time, it can be hard to root into who we truly are because we don't necessarily feel held and seen in those places. And it can become confusing of who am I? What's coming up for you?
I've always latched on to other people instead of being okay with being by myself. That's what I'm feeling right now, which is a very odd feeling because I've always been such a social butterfly as I got older. And I can't help but to wonder if it's because of this feeling of being alone so much during my childhood.
Mm-hmm. How do you handle being alone today in your grown-up life?
I don't think I do it very well. I'm not alone very often, if I'm being totally honest with you. I have children and I have a quite busy job. And yeah, I don't do alone very often.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, my love, that you would create a beautiful life that keeps you from really having to be alone with yourself when that place of aloneness feels so scary and can be connected to feeling unloved, right? Even though your parents loved you deeply. Them not being able to be present in your life is significant, right, in our growth.
Yes, absolutely. I have always felt that love from my dad. Me and my mom, I know that she loves me, but it's always been hard with my mom, especially. There was points in my life where I actually lived with my dad and didn't have my mom there as well. So I guess it's really a fear of abandonment. It has a lot to do with it. I've never looked at it that way. Whew.
Yeah. These places are so rich and they have so much goodness for us. I'm wondering if you'd be open to just doing a little exercise with me.
Absolutely.
With that girl. Okay. Can you see yourself 11 years old walking to the bus stop by yourself?
Yes, so easily.
Okay. So the invitation is to see her there and feel her abandon, feel her sadness, feel all the things. And you today, grown up Crystal, who's a mom and knows oh so well how to love and how to care for, see yourself walking into that image with her. Maybe you take her hand. Maybe you put your arm around her shoulder. She might look at you a little surprised that someone's here. Just let the image be what it is, the memory. Just notice what you notice. And just walk with her to the bus stop. And also I invite you, as you look around as that little girl, see if she notices that the polar bear is right there beside her also. And here she is. She's not really alone. She has you. She has her spirit animal. What feels different in that little girl?
She feels safe. Finally.
Yeah.
When I walked up to her and put my hand on her shoulder is what I did. She turned around, but she didn't look sad. She smiled up to me like with relief in her eyes. And she feels like home.
There's a saying I love that it says you are the one you've been waiting for. She's waiting for you, and there you are with her. Are you at the bus stop with her yet?
Yes.
I'd love you to imagine the bus pulling up and saying goodbye to her, maybe, you know, like you would your own child. Kisses, hugs. Do you have your lunch? Have a good day at school. I'll see you when you get home. I'll be here waiting for you. What do you want to give to her? What does she need?
Courage. I want to tell her to be strong and know that she's not alone and that she's so loved.
Can she hear you?
Yeah, she's smiling. And she actually says, I know I'm not alone. Wow.
I can see her like sitting there on the bus, so happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does it feel good to let the bus pull away and maybe wave goodbye to her and blow her some kisses?
Yes, absolutely.
I see the polar bear standing beside you on his hind legs, waving and blowing kisses too.
Wow, that's beautiful.
So let's just allow that memory to fade out and know that she's safe on the bus. And we can just take a deep breath and arrive back here in the room that you're sitting in, here in the present moment of today. What feels different for you?
Excitement. Actually, because you just made it so easy to do something that I've really tried to do myself for a long time. I haven't thought about that walk to the bus. Probably, I mean, I'm going on 40 years old now, so a very long time. And it was a different perspective to look and know that that polar bear is there. Like, that's very significant. For me on my journey, I truly believe right now today.
Yeah. When we feel abandoned as a child, even when we're so loved, right? I'm not making your parents wrong. Your parents had choices that they made in order to provide a home for you and a life for you. And yet, as children, we can still feel abandoned and we can still feel all these range of emotions. And it's so beautiful when those tender parts of us recognize that we no longer need our parents to fill that place, that you actually are now the parent. You are the one that she needs. In any given moment, you can give her what she wants. You can love her and be with her. She's never alone.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so beautiful because as you were talking, sorry, I was just thinking, I never am alone without having some form of background noise. TV, music, if I'm alone, I've always got this background noise going. I think that's something I need to change.
Yeah. What would you love to change? What do you want to do differently?
To actually like be alone, but not constantly have, like, I'm really bad for playing Netflix on my phone when I'm like doing dishes or when I'm cleaning the house. And yeah, maybe I just need to really be alone with my thoughts.
Yeah, that, my love, is just a coping mechanism, right? If you think back, like you look at this memory, it's hard to stand inside of that and not want to distract yourself. And here you are though, right? When you do have the courage to peel back the layers and look inside the memories, you can find the joy, you can find the connection. And then the way that that plays out in your day-to-day life is that you don't need the distraction. You don't need to numb that part of you any longer because now you have a tool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, what's dropping in this experiment that you want to undertake of lessening these distractive noises is to allow the part of you a voice. So the tendency could be, right, like one way this could play out is you are like, all right, we're not going to watch Netflix. I'm just going to wash the dishes and listen to the voices. And that sounds great to grown up you who's like empowered now to make a different choice. Sometimes though, that little kid is like, what? No, you can't do that. I need that. And so it's really important that you have a conversation with that part of yourself the way you just did in that memory with the bus. So if you're standing there at the sink, right, and you're going to not put the Netflix on, pause a moment, connect in with a part of yourself who actually wants to watch Netflix, because it's not you. It's a younger part of you, right? And bring her to the sink. Put your arm around her. Have a conversation with her. We don't need the Netflix, sweet girl. I'm here with you. What would you love to talk about? So you're changing the dynamic inside you of the little scared girl that wants to watch Netflix to escape. And you're parenting her, you're reparenting her, you're giving her what she needs. You're giving her the relationship that she's yearning for. And she's going to not want the Netflix. She's going to want you. And that's how you change.
I love that, parent my inner child, and like actually building a relationship with her. Like, I've always tried to connect with her. I've tried multiple different things, guided meditation, and you just made it so easy. So thank you so much. But it's more about actually building a relationship with that little inner girl in the here and now, because I'm always trying to go back.
Yeah. Beautiful distinction and beautiful awareness, because it is like we do get to go back, right? Like we went back to that bus stop, but we didn't pick apart the memory to find out what's wrong. We just gave her what she needed and was missing. We created relationship inside the memory.
Mm-hmm.
And so like in this example of the dishes, maybe she wants to help you wash the dishes. You can wash and she can rinse. Or maybe she wants to load the dishwasher, or, you know, like include her. That's the building of the relationship that rewrites the past.
Wow. I'm mind blown right now, like in such a beautiful way. And it's so crazy that I've struggled with this for so long. And it's just, I needed to get out of my head and into my heart.
Mm-hmm. Beautifully said.
Oh, beautiful. Wow. I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful to her. Very grateful to her.
Yeah, she's got a lot of wisdom.
Does she?
She does. It just hasn't been cultivated. Yeah. You would not be here on this call with me today if that little girl wasn't just overflowing with wisdom, because you would not be the woman that you are today without her.
True. Yes, very true. I'm so excited to build this relationship with this little girl, because she's been waiting a long time. I feel like she's telling me, like, where have you been? I've been here waiting. And I actually say that a lot of my spiritual journey, once you have that aha moment, I always am like, oh, that just makes so much sense. That was just so easy. But I'm like, but it took so long to get here.
And I would love to add that it's so easy because it took so long to get there. You walked a lot of miles, right? And yeah, because you're where you are is exactly why it was easy.
Absolutely. This healing journey is quite a roller coaster. And I'm just so grateful to be on this ride at this time. And like, it's just the way that you changed my perspective today on that relationship with that little girl is really, really special. And I hope that it connects with all the listeners that are out there, because it's really, really hit home for me.
Thank you for being vulnerable and willing to bring her into the conversation too.
Yes, absolutely. So, so grateful.
What are you taking away from our call today?
Oh, that it's all within me. I need to really work on my own little girl inside, that it is very simple to build that relationship with her. And I feel that everything's going to flow so much easier for me once that little girl inside is recognized and know that she's loved and that she's safe and that I will never abandon her. That is just so beautiful.
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about abandonment, right? I had a huge abandonment wound as well from when I was younger. And what I see in my own journey and in so many others' journey is that we are the ones that are perpetuating the abandonment. We're still blaming our parents and other people, and yet we are the one that continues to turn from ourselves. And when the dots connect, right, and you're like, oh, there's magic in that moment, right? Because now we're no longer abandoned because we always have ourselves.
Absolutely. That is so beautiful. Like, wow, I'm speechless, and I'm a talker. So being speechless is very unheard of for me. So that's beautiful. And I'm sorry that you also had the abandonment, but it made you who you are and have your beautiful gifts that you have today. So I'm grateful, but I'm also sorry. And I see you.
Thank you
for sharing that with me and being vulnerable yourself. That's just, you know, you really speak to my heart and my soul. And I really, really needed this today.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for being here and for sharing and for being on this wild ride.
It surely is. It really, really is. But it's so beautiful.
Does this feel like an okay place to land today?
Yes, it really, truly does. And again, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you. Thank you for being here today and making your personal and spiritual growth a priority in your life. To learn more about connecting with your dreams and your intuition so that you can create a life full of possibilities, visit me at www.sarahnoble.com and see how we can create magic together. A big thank you from my heart to yours for making the planet a better place for us all.